Hello. Welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, transform emotional eating into feel-good feelings with these foods. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. Millions of Americans struggle with emotional eating, consuming a lot of food in one sitting with the intention of self-medicating typically negative emotional states such as anxiety and depression. Most often, emotional eaters turn to ultra-processed foods that are high in sugar, think cookies, high in fat, think French fries, or high in carbs, think donuts. Binge eating disorder, BED, which is the most common eating disorder in the United States, is a close sister to emotional eating. It means eating a large amount of food alone during a short period of time, and doing this one or more times each week for months, even years on end. The guesstimate is that nearly 3% of the U.S. population are binge eaters. Here is a closer look at what emotional eating and binge eating look like. Jessica was at work when she was blindsided by her most recent emotional eating episode. Nothing specific had happened to set it off. She was putting the final touches on her latest project report when, wham, like a light switch, she was overwhelmed by anxiety. What would happen if her report wasn't good? Would she miss out on a positive promotion? Would her colleagues lose respect for her? Would she be fired? Her carb craving hit hard. Jessica, who has been overweight since her teen years, had been on a diet and had been quote unquote good for a week. Now she was about to blow it. On autopilot, without a second thought, she walked out of the high-rise office building and headed straight to her favorite deli. 5 chocolate chip cookies would do it. After wolfing them down in the privacy of her car in the parking lot, she felt calmer. The anxiety had diminished. Jessica returned to her office and to her almost finished report. Anne is a binge eater, but her overeating experience is much different from Jessica's. Anne's nighttime binge eating typically starts after work with a trip to the supermarket to buy bags of potato chips, a couple of pints of ice cream, her favorite cake, and chunks of her favorite chocolate. Then she heads home, changes into comfortable shoes, and turns on the TV. Settling into bed, surrounded by her favorite foods, she begins what she describes as zoning out, eating until she feels calmer, often to the point of falling in and out of sleep well before bedtime. Although this is a typical evening for Anne, 3 hours after starting her binge, she's amazed to find that she has finished all the food products. On a not quite conscious level, she senses the chips and chocolate relieve her anxiety in some way, and at the same time, she's concerned about these binges because she wants to lose 50 pounds to stop zoning out. But she hasn't figured out how to accomplish this. Dieting hasn't helped, nor have willpower or the techniques she's read about in self-help books. In the meantime, Anne remains frustrated about her weight and is vaguely depressed and distressed and dependent on food binges to manage her darker moods. Jessica is an emotional eater. Anne has binge eating disorder, and both turn to high-carb comfort foods to soothe negative emotions, and both have been struggling with being overweight for years. Most of us are familiar with the phrase emotional eating, turning to comfort foods to soothe negative feelings such as depression, anxiety, or anger, but also sometimes to enhance joyous celebratory feelings in response, let's say, to a birthday or promotion. If you often experience out-of-control eating to manage your feelings and to self-soothe, in other words, for reasons other than having a healthy appetite, it's likely you're an emotional eater. If you are, this matters a lot to you and your weight, because out of the 7 overeating styles that behavioral science Larry Sherwitz and I identified, emotional eating surfaced as the strongest predictor of overeating, and it also surfaced as the number one contributor to weight gain. As a matter of fact, although all 7 eating styles Larry and I identified are significant, dependable predictors of overeating and becoming overweight and obese, emotional eating was leaps and bounds ahead of the others as a predictor for overeating and weight gain. Another powerful insight is this. Larry's and my discovery of today's 7 new normal overeating styles and their antidote, the elements of our whole person integrative eating program, revealed that emotional eating is just a nose length ahead of the fast foodism overeating styles in predicting obesity. Put another way, the 2 overeating styles of emotional eating and fast foodism, our term for the high sugar, high fat, high calorie, ultra processed foods that emotional eaters typically turn to, are the strongest drivers of overeating and becoming overweight and obese. The bottom line, Larry and I discovered this powerful combination. Emotional eaters trained in the whole person integrative eating program, number 1, reduced their overeating episodes as a way to cope with negative emotions. And number 2, they replaced high carb, high sugar, processed foods with smarter food choices that included more veggies and legumes. The end result, participants in the study experienced less overeating and more weight loss without dieting. As illuminating, I had similar results when I taught whole person integrative eating during a study I did with 75 health psychology students at San Francisco State University. As with my online course, number 1, the students made significant reductions in each of the negative emotions that prompted them to overeat. Number 2, they significantly reduced their intake of fried food and sweets, and they increased their intake of fruits and veggies. I want to take a moment to repeat the 2 findings I just mentioned, because my findings are strongly linked to groundbreaking studies about the influence of food on emotions and the influence of food on the good and bad bacteria in your gut and in turn your emotions. Here are the 2 findings again. Number 1, students reduced their overeating episodes as a way to cope with negative emotions. And number 2, they replaced high carb, high sugar processed food, the ultra processed foods that emotional eaters typically turn to, with smarter food choices that included more veggies and beans and peas. In other words, not only did participants in the study experience less overeating and more weight loss, our research with students on whole person integrative eating revealed that both feelings and food choices are key contributors in controlling weight. As a matter of fact, our key finding is this: the combination of reducing negative feelings and improving food choices were the strongest predictors of how much weight people in our study lost. I'm highlighting these 2 findings because 21st century scientific breakthroughs give us profound insights into the connection between 1, food and feelings, and number 2, the profound connection between how the food choices we make influence feelings. Why care about this? Because a better understanding of these state-of-the-art breakthroughs linking food with feelings and gut health may help the millions who struggle with emotional eating. A personal comment. I know that when I share these findings with people I coach that I'm about to share with you, just having this understanding about food and mood often motivates people to make improvements in their food choices. Here's breakthrough finding number one. Psychiatrists call it nutritional psychiatry. Psychologists call it nutritional psychology. Others describe the food and feeling connection as cognitive nutrition. I use the term psychological nutrition within the context of whole person integrative eating to identify the growing specialty that investigates how the food we eat impacts how we feel emotionally. Indeed, as a growing medical specialty that investigates the link between food and what we eat and emotions, and conversely, how thoughts and feelings often affect food choices. What the new science of food and mood teaches us is this: what you eat each day can lead to feel-good feelings and to mental and emotional well-being, or it can up the odds of negative emotions such as depression and anxiety. The choice is yours. The idea that the food you eat can actually impact your emotions was given the scientific stamp of approval in the 1970s when Judith Workman, W-U-R-T-M-A-N, a scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, discovered that what many of us know intuitively, what you eat affects your mood and your mind, and your tendency to pile on pounds, even your quality of life. When Workman and her husband, Richard Workman, also a researcher at MIT, first linked food with mood, it was based on their discovery that both naturally occurring sugar and starch in carbohydrate foods, such as potatoes, as well as sugar added to food products, such as cookies and cake, elevate a powerful, naturally occurring chemical in your brain called serotonin. Even more fascinating was their discovery about the impact serotonin and other neurotransmitters, meaning substances that pass information from cell to cell in the brain, have on your every mood, emotion, and food craving. For instance, about 20 minutes after you eat a carbohydrate-rich food, your brain releases serotonin. In turn, you feel more relaxed and calm. Want to feel more perky? Consume a lean, high-protein food, such as fish, and the substance that's released is norepinephrine, lets you feel more awake and energetic. Unlike the kick you get from caffeine, you're not stimulated, just more alert. Or if you want a natural high, consider choosing vitamin C-rich oranges, legumes, nuts, or dark chocolate, foods that end up as endorphins, substances in the brain that produce pleasurable feelings. Breakthrough number two is about another powerful side effect of the food mood story. There's also a gut-brain connection, which tells us that an unbalanced gut, meaning too much bad bacteria, can increase odds of negative emotions and stress. And the opposite is also true. Negative emotions can also cause an imbalance of good and bad bacteria in your gut, and in turn, negative feelings. Here's why. What do industrial farming, pesticides, herbicides, additives, preservatives, and denatured ultra-processed foods, junk food, and fast food with low nutrient availability and lots of added chemicals have in common? They're all part of Western dietary changes over the last 70 years that threaten the stability of both your emotions and your gut microbiome. made of trillions of microorganisms that live in your intestinal tract, your gut. The microorganisms that comprise your gut microbiome play a critical role in your physical and mental health. What I mean is this. The highly processed foods that comprise today's standard American diet, SAD, SAD is the acronym, contribute to an excess of bad bacteria in your gut, and conversely, high levels of bad gut bacteria up the odds of mood problems like depression and anxiety. In other words, negative emotions that lead to emotional eating and consuming lots of UPFs, ultra-processed foods, can also damage gut microflora and create an excess of bad microbes. The end result, the negative emotions, bad microbe cycle continues. Here's the takeaway. If you're an emotional eater, if you cope with unpleasant, unwelcomed emotions by overeating and binging on high-carb, high-fat, super-sweet foods, the soothing serotonin these ultra-processed foods release may bring feel-good feelings for a while. But at the same time, they're also upping the odds of creating lots of bad bacteria in your gut, which in turn also increase the odds of negative feelings from anxiety and depression to anger, frustration, and more. It's an endless cycle. In other words, processed food, soothing serotonin, bad bacteria, negative emotions are an endless cycle. What's an emotional eater to do? Here are some proactive steps you can take to turn the tide. For starters, let's look at some of the transformation tips that may help you overcome emotional eating. Then I'll give you some quick and easy mood-friendly recipes that lead to feel-good feelings without the downside. As I share some of these tips, please consider this. They are meant as a lifetime practice, a way of eating and relationship to food that becomes your most of the time dietary lifestyle. Think of the following transformation tips as the start of your whole person integrative eating journey that may help you overcome the urge to splurge over time. They are not meant as a quick fix. Be patient with yourself. Be kind. Be compassionate. Self-growth can be one of life's most challenging journeys, especially when it comes to food and eating. Number one, be aware of feelings and thoughts before, during, and after eating. This is the whole person integrative eating, RX, the antidote, the prescription for emotional eating, one of our key overeating styles. Here it is. I repeat it. The RX for emotional eating in the context of the whole person integrative eating program is positive emotions. To be aware of feelings and thoughts before, during, and after eating. How might being aware of feelings and thoughts not only before binging, but also during and after help with emotional eating? Here's an example. By identifying your feelings before giving into a food craving, you're taking a moment to connect with the emotions that are driving you to dive into your favorite comfort food. This can also be an opportunity to decide to binge on foods that not only can lead to feel-good feelings for the short term, but they may also up the odds of sustaining positive emotions. In a few moments, I'll give you some quick fix, blues-busting recipes to help you accomplish this. Number two, check in 20 minutes after eating. What's the reason for checking into your feelings, not only before, but during and after an emotional eating experience? Earlier in this episode, I told you about the food-mood connection, the discovery in the 1970s that certain macronutrients, such as carbohydrates, release chemical messengers that can calm and relax you, such as serotonin, or to help you be more alert, such as dopamine. But here's the caveat. It takes about 20 minutes for your mind-body, I don't separate the two, to register the soothing serotonin effects of, say, the high-carb cookie you just ate. So the flash tip is this. Be sure to wait at least 20 minutes after you eat to get the effects of soothing serotonin. This is how long it takes for your brain to register that calming serotonin is working its wonders. When you take the time to check in and see if the food mood effect has kicked in, you can enjoy and savor and delight in the calm, pleasant feelings you're experiencing. In this way, you're both accessing and filling yourself with positive emotions. At the same time, you're making a mind-body feel-good connection to food and to the experience of eating. Number three, mind your microbiome. Earlier in today's episode, I mentioned the human microbiome and its far-reaching effects on emotions. Sometimes called your second brain. The gut-brain connection is based on the trillions of cells that live inside your gut microbiota, which have the power to communicate directly with neurons in our brains. An abundance of good bacteria in your gut can keep negative emotions in check, your immune system strong, and they can protect you against a plethora of mind-body ailments. But the microbiota is altered due to exposure to a poor diet of ultra-processed food and ongoing stress, negative emotions such as depression and anxiety, which can be ignited. The solution? Eat an abundance of gut-protective, fresh whole foods that are rich in anti-inflammatory antioxidants, minerals, and essential fatty acids, foods that can regulate and strengthen the microbiome and in turn enhance your emotions. In other words, when your gut is happy, you're happier. Here are some quick fix recipes to get started. Anxiety, dieting, binging on high-carb sweets. Millions of emotional eaters self-medicate their negative emotions, such as depression and loneliness, by overeating high-carb sweets that, as we've discussed earlier, can actually calm unpleasant emotions, at least for the moment. But we also discussed they can up the odds even more of depression and anxiety and weight gain. Here's another option. When you're having an emotional eating episode, or it's likely you have one in the not-too-distant future, consider turning to some of the following quick-fix, mood- and gut-friendly foods and snacks. These quick-fix, blues-busting recipes bring the benefits of soothing serotonin and mood-enhancing good bacteria in your gut, without the crash and weight gain that binging on processed, high-calorie, ultra-processed foods can cause. The key concept? When you have the urge to splurge on sugary, processed, high-carb food products, choose real food to bust the blues. Here, some quick-fix, blues-busting recipes. 1. Avocado toast. Toast a piece of multigrain bread of choice, sourdough if possible. Top it with guacamole or just some avocado. 2, oatmeal. Enjoy a bowl of cracked oatmeal with a handful of blueberries and a non-fat milk of choice, such as almond milk or soy milk. 3, air-popped popcorn. Spritz lightly with water or extra virgin olive oil, and then sprinkle your air-pop popcorn with a dash of salt and pepper and toss and enjoy. Next, nuts and seeds. Try a quarter cup of raw untoasted nuts or seeds of choice, a sampling walnuts, cashews, almonds, pumpkin seeds, or sunflower seeds. Next, nut butter. In a small saucer, add a tablespoon of raw unroasted nut butter of choice, peanut, sesame called tahini, cashew, almond, or any other nut butter that you enjoy. Drizzle a teaspoon of honey over the nut butter. Blend it by mixing it slowly and carefully. Enjoy it as a dip with some fresh veggies or baked yellow corn chips. Next, veggies. Munch some carrots, celery, or cherry tomatoes. Optional, use the nut butter blend I just mentioned as a dip or spread for your veggies. Next, dips and spreads. Use the nut butter blend above as a dip or spread, or try some hummus or guacamole as a dip. Next, fish. Enjoy a tuna or salmon salad. Mix together water-packed tuna, 1 tablespoon perhaps of mayonnaise, diced celery and diced red onion, juice from a half lemon, salt and pepper, and spread it between 2 slices or 1 slice of multigrain bread. Beans. Roast already cooked garbanzo beans and enjoy them as a snack, or add them to fresh green salad. Next, have an apple, papaya, some dates, raisins, orange, frozen grapes, banana, kiwi, cherries, pineapple pieces, tangerine, or any other fruit you like. Finally, some chocolate. Savor a piece of, or two, of dark chocolate with 70% or higher cocoa content. Or make hot chocolate with 100% cocoa powder and your milk of choice. Here is the key takeaway from today's episode. 2 breakthrough findings about food and feelings up your odds about overcoming overeating driven by emotional eating episodes. We now know you can enhance emotions and up the odds of feel-good feelings for both the short and long term if your most of the time food choices include fresh, whole, blue-blasting foods I just mentioned earlier as a quick-fix blue-busting recipe. Choose fresh whole foods instead of high-fat, high-sugar, ultra-processed foods that wreak havoc with your hormones and the balance of good and bad bacteria in your gut. In other words, if you turn to fresh whole food that enhances feel-good feelings, you're more likely to lessen the odds of emotional eating moments. In this way, you're empowered to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being and perhaps your weight 1 meal at a time. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret of food we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write down your experience with each in-action exercise. Here's today's in-action practical step. Look over the quick fix, blues-busting, fresh whole food recipes that I discussed in this episode about emotional eating. Do any look welcoming and tasty to you? So much so that you would enjoy one or more the next time you have the urge to splurge on, say, sugary, processed, high-carb food products? If yes, choose 3 recipes you like, then keep the ingredients in your kitchen or in a bag you take to work so they're readily available when and if an emotional eating episode manifests. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit healingsecretspodcast.com. Then, look for the yellow light bulb next to the In Action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again and read the transcript and my article about overcoming emotional eating. And please consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.